WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to show you the greatest kitchen appliance ever made. It's called Chop-O-Matic.
We're going to remember Ron Popeil, the inventor and pitchman behind the Chop-O-Matic, the Veg-O-Matic, the Popeil Pocket Fisherman, the Smokeless Ashtray, Mr. Microphone, Mince-O-Matic, Ronco Electric Food Dehydrator, Ronco Seal-O-Meal, and many other seemingly miraculous household gadgets. He died last week at the age of 86. His career spanned decades and took off in the 1950s with the early days of television. Like any pitchman, his use of language and hyperbole was designed to pull the customer in. One of his catchphrases was, "But wait, there's more!" He was so ubiquitous, he was parodied in this 1976 Saturday Night Live sketch by Dan Aykroyd.
How many times has this happened to you? You have a bass. You're trying to find an exciting new way to prepare it for dinner. You could scale the bass, remove the bass's tail, head, and bones, and serve the fish as you would any other fish dinner. But why bother now that you can use Robco's amazing new kitchen tool, the Super Bassomatic 76? Yes, fish eaters, the days of troublesome scaling, cutting, and gutting are over. Because Super Bassomatic 76 is the tool that lets you use the whole bass with no fish waste without scaling, cutting, or gutting. Here's how it works. Catch a bass, remove the hook, and drop the bass, that's the whole bass, into the Super Bassomatic 76. Now adjust the control dial so that that bass is blended just the way you like it.
Popeil got his start demonstrating products at flea markets and at Woolworths as a teenager in Chicago. One of those products, the Chop-O-Matic, was an invention of his father, Samuel. Ron Popeil went on to form his own company, Ronco, and became a multimillionaire. Terry spoke to him in 1993 when he'd written the book Salesman of the Century. He told her what he would say to sell a product during one of his demonstrations.
Most of the products were housewares-type products like food choppers and slicers and things of that nature. And I would normally say if I was using my food slicer, I would say that the food slicer blade was so sharp that you could slice an onion so thin it only had one side. Or when tomatoes got expensive in the wintertime, you could slice a tomato so thin you'd make one tomato last you all winter long. Or this knife was so sharp that you could cut a cow in half, and that's no bull. Every demonstration basically was showing the consumer the old-fashioned way of doing it, whether we had an old rusted knuckle buster in the house.
Like a cheese grater or something. Yeah,
one of those old knuckle busters. It was a stand-up kind of product. Versus using my particular product that accomplished the same thing very easily, easy to clean, and the price was right.
Okay, now the second ad you did on TV was for the Chop-O-Matic.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, why don't we hear the ad?
If you want to chop a few celery stalks, you know, for soup, salad, or stuffing, instead of wasting time cutting the celery with a knife like you usually would, just place your celery under the chopper. With a few taps of the palm of the hand, see how easy it is? Just like bouncing a ball, and in seconds your celery is chopped. Here's a way to make a hurry-up supper. Make some of those mouth-watering hash brown potatoes. Just place the potatoes under the chopper, a few taps, a few seconds, and there's your hash brown, they're ready for the pan. What could be easier? Of course, if you have an appetite for potato pancakes, you just continue tapping. I'll show you pancakes that are so fine, they won't fall apart or be tasteless or rubbery as when you grate them. And just look how fine they are. You add an egg and some onion and fry them to a golden brown. This is certainly a welcome sight for any hungry man.
Now, I have to say, your voice on that ad almost sounds like a circus barker. There's a certain
yes.
kind of melodious, you know, mm-hmm. the way you're asking questions and then answering them. It sounds like you're inviting people into the tent or something.
Well, when in fact you are demonstrating product, there's so much you have to say and people are in a hurry. Don't forget, people who stopped to buy my product didn't come to see me to buy the product. They were there to buy something else. What we had to do, or what I had to do, was stop them, create an interest, and have them go down in their purse or pockets and take out money and buy a product they had no interest in buying in the first place.
What's the most successful TV ad you've ever done?
I would think But it's misleading because of the medium, and that's because of the infomercial business.
Okay, now let's leave out the infomercials. What's the most successful?
Then I would have to think that, are you going to talk about dollars or units? Because if you go back 40 years, then...
You got me there, units.
Units. Units, I would say Vegematic. Then Mr. Microphone. Then the smokeless ashtray. Then the Ronco clean air machine. Those items were big. Buttoneer was a giant item as well. The problem with buttons is they always fall off. The problem with buttons is they always fall off, and when they do, don't sew them on the old-fashioned way with needle and thread. Get a buttoneer. The new automatic button fastener makes a great Christmas gift.
Now, this is part of your philosophy, right? That every product needs to be the solution to a problem.
That's in most cases. There was one exception in my life, and that was Mr. Microphone.
One of your inventions.
Yes.
Actually, I'm going to pause here and play a Mr. Microphone ad.
Hey, this Christmas party is getting a little too quiet. I think it's time we liven it up with my favorite Christmas gift, Mr. Microphone.
Hey, what's that?
Well, you set the dial on your FM radio and testing.
I'm on the radio.
These kids are having a fabulous time with Mr. Microphone, the cordless microphone that actually puts your voice on the radio. There are no attaching wires, so you're free to move around. Broadcast over any FM car radio.
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
Now, that hey, good looking, were you being funny or serious there? Did you really expect people would go cruising along with their Mr. Microphone picking up chicks?
I thought that it would be used for that purpose. And I thought people would find it very, very unique and remember it. And I was right.
Inventor and TV pitchman Ron Popeil speaking with Terry Gross in 1993. He died July 28th. He was 86.